This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is tweeting that the Asian American community is in enormous pain after a white gunman allegedly opened fire at three Atlanta area massage parlors, killing eight people, most of them women of Asian descent.
With six of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Millions of Americans in the Deep South may see more tornadoes today. Forecasters are advising residents to take extra precautions after a wave of storms pounded the region throughout the day yesterday. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec.
The biggest threat today is anywhere from the central Appalachians, southern Appalachians, eastward to along the coastal sections, especially from coastal Georgia, coastal South Carolina, and coastal North Carolina. It's the areas where we anticipate the greatest risk of severe weather today.
Russia's reacting after President Biden said he thinks President Putin's a killer. Moscow's recalled its ambassador to the U.S., though it's not giving a specific reason. Now, a senior Russian lawmaker is warning of more fallout if the U.S. fails to apologize. President Biden made the comment in a TV interview that aired yesterday. New York prosecutors are asking new questions about former President Trump's Seven Springs estate. Among other things, they're trying to determine whether the value of the mansion was improperly inflated to reduce the former president's taxes. The coronavirus has now killed more than 538,000 people in this country. That from Johns Hopkins University. This is AP News. Now to Georgia.
Georgia's first black senator, Raphael Warnock, used his first floor speech to blast a wave of Republican-backed measures that would make it harder to cast ballots in states around the country. Warnock says in his state, Georgia, after not getting the outcome desired, there's a push to change the rules.
We are witnessing right now a massive and unabashed assault on voting rights, unlike anything we've ever seen since the Jim Crow era.
The changes proposed include curtailing absentee voting, eliminating automatic and same-day voter registration, and cutting back on early voting opportunities. Warnock says it's not just in Georgia. He says it's all part of a big lie of voter fraud as a pretext for voter suppression.
The same big lie that led to a violent insurrection on this very Capitol.
Democrats in Congress are pushing for states to get federal approval for voting procedures. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.